Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now. And here is part two of when to promote. So it's a tricky question. When do you promote your events? Especially if you got something either a week in advance, 6 months in advance, a year in advance. I mean, for goodness sakes, when I proposed to my wife, and I just got married at the end of 2022, it was a year-long process. For those of you out there that are married, you know that it's a long process. If you're planning something like a birthday party or something to that effect, it might be a month or a few months, depending upon what time, how old or the person is. You get what I'm saying. So timing is important, but also the scope of the event is important. So you want to gauge it with that. My rule of thumb, okay, is for every 10 people that you're going to have at an event, you want to plan at least 2 weeks in advance, okay? That's just to be safe. So if you're planning on having 100 people, well, you want to go out like, maybe 5 to 10 weeks, quite frankly, just to really, really generally get everybody on the same page. So the earlier you promote, great. You got to have your materials together, obviously your graphics and the place where people sign up for the event. Typically, a Facebook event is the most generic one. You can also use Eventbrite. I find that to be an excellent platform, especially for communicating with people. In the case of our clients that we talked about in part one, our Two Ladders Brewing Company, they have this new bingo night that's coming up, and they asked, when's good to promote it? So I said, hey, 2 weeks out, send it out to your, to 100 people, your favorite clients and so on. You figure out of that, maybe 10 people show up, okay? And then you start building from there because they're going to be doing this on a regular basis and start sending it out to more and more people and get into that consistency habit where you're sending it out a few days in advance. And then as you get into a rhythm where it's something that's a very consistent event, I mean, heck, people will have it ingrained in their minds already. And then all you have to do is send out a gentle, friendly reminder, maybe like 24 hours in advance, just to let people know and keep them in the loop, as a subscriber, as a person that's going to an event, as someone that you want to enjoy the company of these very nice people that you have at the event, because they're all nice people, they're all nice people. Anyway, let me get off of that track. I hope you are having a good day. This is actually the second podcast for in one day. I think that's a record in itself. But actually what happened was, since we have an extra minute or two, I forgot when I did the podcast this morning that I was supposed to do a part two of the podcast about events. So here I am kind of catching up on that. But one of my resolutions this year is to hold my feet to the fire with this podcast and provide really good educational material so that you learn on a regular basis about all the stuff that we're doing. News, events, for goodness sakes, marketing and so on. And by the way, if you're looking to increase the quality of your brand, check out my new book, 30 Days to a Better Brand. You can download the first three chapters for free. All you have to do is go to worksmartny.com, scroll down a little bit, tap on the book, and just fill out the form, send it right over to you. Have a great rest of the day, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you very soon.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Oss. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.